We are ready for another one, folks. If we don't hack all over the place. Allergy season time.
Yay! Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And we are off.
This is Justin Torno, Dr. Vale of the USS Melbourne, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here,
and we are going to continue on with our dot hack sign themed card openings. These are TCG games. This is still a continuation of the dot hack sign enemy series, but this is another booster pack. This is the Distortion booster pack set. Mm-hmm. It is another 130 card set.
I think it was the second in the list of them.
We
don't have all the booster pack sets, but I think that was the second of the booster packs. I'm not sure, though. Going by the list that was on their website, anyways.
Yep, looks like it. You're right. Looks like so. Uh-huh. So this was the second one to come out, and it did come out in 2004. It is a 130-card set, 36 commons again, 36 uncommons, 36 rares, 10 starter deck premiums, and 12 extra rares. And Logan and I were talking between the two episodes, maybe the starter deck's premiums might not be in the boost packs. Maybe they're in the associated starter deck.
Maybe.
Not sure.
And I figured out how to tell which rarity they are anyways. We got a couple of rares last time and a couple of uncommons, but yeah.
He hasn't shown me. He told me what they were, like C for common, U.
On the corner there.
Oh, it's on the bottom right-hand corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like these are 1C1 and 1C2 for the Alpha Ichigoro and Elk.
Okay. So I had to look down there and see if I can tell you what's a what that we got. Again, we are going to be opening four packs of these. They did come 11 cards per pack. You could probably go on Amazon and still get a couple of these type of starter decks, maybe booster packs. You could definitely probably find some on eBay. That's kind of where we kind of goofed off and found ours. Hopefully we'll see if we get any shiny cards. I don't know if there are any.
It's supposed to be about one per eight, but who knows. Yeah,
so it just depends. And I assume the extra rares would probably be shiny. We definitely know the starter deck premiums are shiny for sure. But the other three levels are not shiny.
Yeah,
we
rares are not shiny, but yeah, neither are uncommon.
All right, I actually got my first pack open out of the four for tonight.
Nice.
And I don't know who that character on the front is.
I think it's Orca. Kite was the one on the Contagion.
All right, my first card, if I can read this. Ooh, it is Shapeless, Orca? Haunted, Holy Ground. It is a field card. Oops. Right. And we got a item card. It's a darkness axe, and I can't see down in there enough to see what's what.
Oh, it's just a
This one I see. That one's kind of dark. That's
uncommon.
Because it was
purple.
Purple, so that the lettering when it's black is a little hard to see on the purple.
Both of those were uncommon, yeah.
Okay. We have a item again. This is a Treeman spear. Kind of a spear, almost like a trident looking spear. Another uncommon. We have another item, fish skin, which I'm not sure if this is meant to be maybe claws, because they kind of have like and like you could slide them onto your hand and have a piece that goes up over your arm, but then has silver blades that comes out, and it is a rare as well, looks like. Then we have a monster, Gamora, the Downer Gamora, and it's a common, just looks like a blob of purple to a degree.
Jellyfish.
We have Cadet Valkyrie, who's an Amazon monster, another common card.
Nice.
And then we have a PC.
Got bat wings on its head.
Bat wings on its head. Yeah. There you go. Twin Blade is our PC. It's Moonstone. We're getting into the commons now. We have Rachel, which is another PC. She's a Blade Master.
Yeah.
We have a skill card, Mikru Zot. And then we have another PC. This is Heavy Blade Messino. She's a level one, or he. And the last one.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm honestly not sure.
I don't know either. Then we have a Monster Crustrate. Let me try that again. Monster Crustacean card, which is the crab turtle. Looks like a multicolored crab.
Yeah, very so colorful, yeah.
Yep, very colorful. And before we go on to Logan, or while he is opening his, I forgot to mention the song that we came in on was In the Land of Twilight, Under the Moon. Another one provided by the original sound and song album from Dot Hack Sign by Yuki Kajura. So if you want to go out and look for those, you can go out into your digital vendors of choice. Hopefully they're still available there, or you could support them by maybe, you know, going to your, well, at this day and time, there's not many anime conventions or conventions of any type.
Yeah.
But I was going to say sometimes your conventions will have soundtracks to buy there.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, that'd be neat. We used to have a bunch.
Yeah, we had a lot, then the case just disappeared. We're not sure where.
I don't know what happened to it, but that's all right.
Very aggravating because we kept all the best ones in there.
What do we got?
Wormscale, which is an armor that looks gold, and he's got some pauldrons and such, but that's about it.
Cool.
Goblin Cap, which is the cap from the...
Kind of looks like a Viking helmet. Yeah. Okay.
That's straight from one of the goblin cards. Wrath Gamora. Oh, I almost forgot. All these three are uncommons. I think this is a...
Kind of looks like it was uncommon, it's like rare to common.
Yep. Wrath Gamora is like the Downer Gamora, except for red instead of purple. Here's the rare. Valkyrie.
Cool.
Which still has those things.
Something.
It's greenish gold instead of red.
Has the bat wings on the head again?
Yep. And now we're in commons, which has Snow Panther, which are boots.
Okay.
Literally just silver boots with knee spikes.
Oh, look at there, a blue one.
Yep, Kill Gamora.
Looks like a blob of blueness or redness with three like limbs coming down.
Yeah, they're like jellyfish things.
Yeah, jellyfish. There we go. Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Wiseman, which is a wave master, and it's just old guy with cape.
Yeah, old guy. Don't have to worry about this, old guys.
Mummy Ripper, which is a blue, either guy or gal, with purple hair and a mummy bandages wrapped around them with claw gauntlets and a Sheikah eye on the mummy bandages.
Cool. It's kind of neat looking.
Shield Man. Oh, that was an Amazon monster, by the way. This one's a demon monster. Which is a imp behind a mask with an eye in its mouth. Newt Necklace, which is basically the collar of something with
a little
bird necklace thing.
Yep, I see it now. I was kind of like, what is that? But okay, I got you.
And Killer Snake, which is a purple snake with red spiny bits.
He can probably either eat you or shoot you up with venom. I don't know.
Yep, it is venomous, apparently.
He's a killer snake, so he must do something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the second one for me, third one for this episode, for the distortion. If I can get it open, we're working on it, folks. There it goes. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you get a rare one, if it's the top card or the last card.
Not sure.
Not sure either, because it starts with
or if it might,
uncommon,
it
rare,
three
common.
Uncommons, rare, and then all the rest are common.
Yeah. So I don't know. Don't know how they usually would pack those. The first one I have is a monster warrior, Nobunaga Soul. Looks like it has kind of like a samurai outfit on, with on its shoulder pauldrons where are like demon skulls. We have a lizard monster. It has Leered Snorkoid. And yeah, this is a eyeless creature, green and blue, with a bunch of teeth in its mouth, and looks like a sword of rock. And it's just, there you go. We have an item card, Grand Armor, which is kind of gold with bronze highlights.
Yep.
Then we have another item card again, which is Goblin Mail. And it's basically the armor for a goblin. And it looks like you're looking at the back of the goblin, really.
Yeah, it's not a goblin we've seen yet. This is the rare, by the way.
Okay.
We haven't seen that goblin in monster form yet in the things, but it's gold armor for that goblin.
Now we're getting into the commons, I guess. Here, we got the skill card. It's an action card for Rayruka. Kind of a cool card. We have another Downer Gamora. We've seen that one before.
Yeah.
Cadet Valkyrie, we've seen before, too. It's got a spearish type of weapon, like Logan said, with the bat wings.
Yep.
Got Moonstone again. We had him before, and Rachel. So I'm not going to go through those. A skill card, we might have had this before, but I'm not sure. Miru Zot seems familiar.
Yeah, we have.
And another PC, we've had this one before. This is Messino. She's in the armor, kind of silverish with gold highlights. So she's a cool character.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's a she. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Yeah, because the face kind of looks like old guy, but all the rest gives the feeling of gal.
Oh, old guy. Come on now.
Just the face.
I think it's just the angle that it's at.
It might
be. The artwork's not the best on the face.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If it wasn't for the face, I'd definitely say girl, but...
Oh, well. Logan's getting through to the last pack. See what we got. Who knows what? Here we go.
Ooh, a Shapeless Haunted Holy Ground. Is that the same field?
That might be. It sounds familiar.
And Darkness Axe, which is definitely... And Treeman Spear, which is the same. But a rare is different. Monsieur, which is the thing where it's a teardrop guy. You throw in an item to a spring and... Asks if you lost a golden axe or silver axe.
Okay.
You can say one of those and get it back, or neither, and either get an upgraded item or a downgraded item back.
Okay.
Merman Spear, which is a water type spear.
Yeah.
It's got a. It's attached on the side of the spear instead of on the top.
Blade. Different.
Snip Snap, which is a little crab thing.
Another crab dude.
Yep. Green with purple highlights mainly. Another Kill Gamora. Snakeoid, which this is different from the one you got, wasn't it?
Because
yours was a special snakeoid. Gan Basher axe skill, so that's something. Ryokugan, which are more Talon twin blade weapons. And Lamia Fighter, which looks kind of like a human with two snakes taking the place of where its head should be. And you can see the tails, so it's not like the snakes are replacing the head, but... There doesn't seem to be any actual head, and yeah, that's kind of odd, but yeah, it happened.
Just kind of odd.
Looks like she has a... I think it's supposed to be a gal, but I'm not sure.
Probably. Kind of. You never know.
Yeah.
It's a creature.
Yep.
But that's, you know, part of the fantasy and sci-fi is you can have fun and create new things and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, what were they special rares in this one either? Extra rares.
Kind of curious what those look like. But yeah.
But again, like I said, these are just probably leftover packs. They might not have anything in them. Who knows? We just bought them because they were fairly inexpensive as a whole batch just to see what would happen and just to see the cards again. Cause
it's neat.
We haven't, because Logan doesn't have very many of the Dot Hack enemies in his collection.
Yeah, so. I think I've got a starter deck or two, and that might be it.
So it's kind of cool just to do that and go through them. He usually keeps one pack as well. That way he knows what booster pack they came out of. And it's kind of neat to see what the packs look like as well back in the day. But that's going to do it for us. Another quick episode. We're just going through these packs, having fun, thinking of the old days.
Yeah.
My goodness, this was back in 2004 when these came out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're having fun. Hopefully you've been having fun listening to us. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
By the way. Forgot to say something. The outro is Key of the Twilight, another song that Logan liked by Yuki Kajiura. Another song that Logan liked by Yuki Kajiura. So this is Key of Twilight again.
It seems like that person did a lot of the songs for Dot Hack.
So here we go.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.